Okay. Just about everybody.
So how did you come to know German skin trafficking?
Well, I was picked to be on his jury for his trial, and just pretty much from being on his trial, I mean, I never knew anything about him or anything before I went on the trial.
What was the experience like being a juror on the trial?
At first I was a little upset just about going on the trial and being away because I heard it was going to be a long trial, you know, so I was a little bit upset that I even had to go on it. But as time went on and the trial went on, it started to get a little bit exciting, you know, and then towards the end I was kind of wondering why I was there in the first place, because it really seemed like a waste of time to me.
What did you think about his guilt or innocence?
Well, when I first went in there, the image of him was that he was just this big bad man. You know, I looked at the guy, I saw the big gray hair puffed up, you know, a carefree kind of guy, didn't care how he dressed or anything like that. You know, the first thing I thought of was my dad. You know, that's how my dad is. My dad's kind of older like that. You know, so, I mean, I you know, and as the trial went on, I mean, I thought he was a good guy. You know, I mean, I thought he was a good guy and he just wanted to help people.
So, did you think he was innocent of the charges?
When everything was said and done, I mean, in my opinion, I really did. I mean, I really did believe him. I mean, the people that testified, I mean, they were all criminals. I mean, they were all criminals. They had absolutely nothing to lose. They had everything to gain by being in the trial. And, I mean, my opinion, if the people weren't facing, I mean, some of them were facing jail time. I mean, if some of them people weren't facing jail time, I mean, I don't even think they would have been there to testify.
You think the state, the government's case was based on criminal testimony?
Correct, yeah. And I mean, it was all hearsay. I mean, sure, they did. I mean, they had about 1,000 witnesses. I mean, they presented a strong case. But, I mean, it was whether or not you believe the witnesses. And to tell you the truth, I mean, I just didn't believe the witnesses. They were all criminals and they all lied. And basically, I mean, they were all construction people. And I know how construction people are. I mean, I guess that doesn't make me look too good. But, I mean, I know how construction people are. You know what I mean? I mean, one of the Bucci brothers or whatever took off and fled the country. You know, I mean, what the hell is that? You know?
How do you think trafficking was just a misunderstanding? In your mind, what do you think happened with him?
What I think is, I think before even going in there, I think people had an opinion on him. You know, I think they already presumed him guilty. I mean, that was my reaction. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they went, I mean, like, while the trial was going on, I mean, we didn't really talk about it because, I mean, they were really strict about us not talking to each other. They didn't want us conversating about the trial at all. So the marshals were real good about not letting anybody really talk about it, you know, and stuff like that. So
did you sit on the trial the entire time?
Yes, I did. I heard the closing arguments from both sides, and as soon as the closing arguments were done, I was dismissed.
Why?
Well, my aunt passed away, and they gave me the choice of going to one of her wakes and having the marshal take me out there and then take me back, and then not being able to go to the funeral. So, and if I wanted to go to the funeral, which I did because I was asked to be a pallbearer by my family, so I did want to go to the funeral, you know, and if I did make the choice of going to the funeral, then I wouldn't be able to continue with the case.
Okay, so then you didn't actually vote on his guilt or innocence?
No, I wasn't allowed to.
If you had, what would you have ruled?
I would have ruled him innocent. I really believe that he was innocent. I believe that he was just fighting for his people. I mean, people called him for a problem, and, you know, and they were convicts. You know, I mean, how is he supposed to know they're convicts? Maybe I don't know something, you know, but I mean, how is he supposed to know they're convicts? I thought that was his job, just to help people.
Did you get a sense from the other jurors which way they would go?
I mean, not really specifically. Nobody really came out and told us, because you could get in trouble if you talk while you're on it. So nobody really talked about it. I mean, there was expressions from people, you know, on people's faces when he would do his little comments, you know, and that was another thing when he would make his comments, you know, and you know how his attitude is. I mean, he's just straightforward and he tells it how it is, you know, and I mean, and I respect that as a person. You know, I don't like people that tell people just what they want to hear. You know, I'm straightforward like that too, and that's how I would expect people to be with me. And I mean, a lot of people, they didn't like that. You know, they didn't like that.
Were you surprised by the verdict?
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't even hear, because I'm not real big on politics. All I do pretty much is what you see work. You know, I work, that's it. So, I mean, I was somewhat surprised, but I knew, because, I mean, I was up until deliberations, and the way they made deliberations sound, you know, sticking us in that hotel, I mean, it sounded miserable. So I knew that when they went in there, it was going to be over pretty quick. And I was pretty much right.
And you thought, but did you think it would be a guilty or innocent verdict?
I had a feeling it was going to be guilty. Just by the attitudes of some people, and the way people were acting. And I mean, I seen the one lady that sat next to me. I mean, she wouldn't even take notes while the congressman was talking. So I kind of had a sense. Nobody really ever came out and said it, or said anything to it. I never even said to anybody that I thought he was innocent. I just kind of kept my mouth shut and just went every day.
Do you think people were a little distracted by his somewhat obnoxious? Some would say obnoxious, if not disrespectful, behavior during the trial.
Oh yeah, I think that threw a lot of people off. Not having a lawyer, and just him defending himself, coming out and saying whatever he wanted to say.
So again, in your mind, you were going to acquit him. You were going to find him not guilty, and that was based on what was your biggest problem with the government's case?
They did present a good case, but there was no, really physical hard evidence. They showed some burnt envelopes. They didn't have any fingerprints on any of the money or anything like that. I don't watch a lot of TV, but when I do watch TV, I watch, the channel, like the Learning Channel and the History Channel. And law enforcement really, really, interests me. I've seen, some of the stuff they can do, the FBI and, the NSA, and, some of the stuff they can do with, wiretaps. They didn't have any recordings on them, any videotapes on them. Not a single fingerprint on them or anything like that. There was just, there was nothing hard enough to really convince me except for the testimony of some of the people.
And you didn't find that credible?
No, not at all. Especially, I think it was one of the first guys, too, that actually threw me off. It was Alan Sinclair. And, he went up there and he was just stuttering and, mixing his words up. And, it sounded like he was telling a story. Like it was a movie.
So what is it like now, all of a sudden, that you're in the middle? Because that Steve LaTourette is going to ask the House tonight to delay the vote.
Oh, yeah.
Based on you. Because now you're saying that, you think that it wasn't a fair verdict. What do you think about that?
Wow. Just because of little me? I don't think the guy should go to jail for no reason. And I know I've heard of another guy came out, and said something, and I heard that too, when they went in there, that almost half the jurors said that they couldn't convict them, and they basically got bullied into convicting them.
Did you have a problem with any of the government's attorneys?
No. I mean, they were just doing their job,
You didn't feel pressured or anything?
Oh, no.
No.
No, I mean, all the prosecutors were nice. They all did their jobs, they were all, go take care of your family. You got to be with your family and take care of your family. And I said, well, thank you. And even Craig Morford, when I was walking out of the courthouse, he shook my hand, and told me thank you, for all my time and everything like that.
How did this become public? How did your situation become public?
I think a newspaper called my house. Well, someone called my house and I said that he should have been innocent. Or I said like one thing. I'll be honest with you. I said like one little thing to someone. And then the next thing I knew, I came home and I had 14 messages on my machine.
Okay, so you didn't come forward and say to the press, hey, look, I think this guy's getting a raw deal. I'm concerned as a citizen, as a former juror. I want to try and correct the situation. You just sort of fell into this accidentally a little bit?
A little bit of both. I felt bad. I saw, after the whole thing was over, I went back to work. I've just been working a lot, 12, 14-hour days. And I didn't hear about it until I saw it on C-SPAN. And I caught the end of his trial, and it was just, it's crazy. How can they put him in jail for that? How can they put him in jail when there's people out there that, kidnap little girls, kill people, kill little girls, and they're going to put a 61-year-old man in jail for trying to help people? And it's not right. And I'll take stuff, words from my boss. If it's going to help them, by calling a couple of people and talking to a couple of people, then I'll do that. I will do that. If it'll help him out. Because it seems like, I know if I was living in Youngstown, I would want him to defend me, because he seems like he'll get stuff done. And it really seems like he's getting the raw end of the deal, especially jail time,
And aside from that, you don't think he should lose his seat in Congress?
I mean, I don't think the things they said in the trial, I mean, yes, I mean, he should be lost, but I mean, they didn't prove any of it. I mean, in my opinion, I'm sorry, I'm not a judge, I'm not a federal judge, and I'm not a lawyer, but in my opinion, they didn't convince me. You know, they didn't convince me that he did anything bad. I mean, as far as taking kickbacks or anything like that.
I'm just going to ask you one last question because I just want to make sure we're clear. So it would be unfair to argue that someone got to you or all of a sudden you decided to come forward and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, I think
oh, no.
the guy's getting a poor deal. You just happened to get a call from a reporter asking your opinion.
Correct, yeah. No one called my house or kept calling my house and asking me, oh, what do you think, what do you think, what do you think? I told them exactly what I thought because I never got to voice my opinion. I mean, I was on this trial for 11 weeks, and I never got to voice my opinion about any of it to anyone, you know, because all the guys I work with, they don't care. You know, nobody around me, they don't care. You know, so I never got to voice my opinion. So when somebody called, you know, that actually cared or wanted to talk to me that actually cared, you know, I just talked to them and tell them what I thought. You know, that was it.
And that was someone from the press.
Right. I think it might have been from a plane dealer. Plane dealer or one of the papers down in Youngstown.
And it just snowballed.
Blew up from there.